Hi, and welcome to another edition, the final edition for the year 2020. And we'll have some reflections today. I have young Kwame King to share one of his thoughts with me. And we'll hear some messages and then have another conversation about COVID-19, some of the big impact stories in the disability community. I am Yudeni Wickham-Ashby, and I will start off by talking about one of the most recent events that took place within the disabled community here in Barbados, and that was the big admission to the bar by Miss Janelle Odell, a young lady whom a lot of us have been following and keeping tabs on over the years as she entered the Irvin Wilson School. Then she moved on to Combermere. Then she moved on to Barbados Community College, University of the West Indies, did her final 2 years at the Hugh Wooden Law School in Trinidad, then came back to Barbados and did a master's, which she recently completed and was admitted to the bar last Friday. So I have Kwame King, another young man who's aspiring as well, very ambitious, pursuing his associate degree in marketing at the Barbados Community College. And he will share his thoughts about Janelle Odell and her pursuits and admission to the bar. Kwame?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how do you feel about Janelle being admitted to the bar?
I think that it is, you can say, a role model that all of us, not only people with disabilities, but anyone, can aspire, because not only because, you know, there's challenges in life, and like she said in the speech that she made, that we must all keep our eyes on the prize. She had her challenges both with the tutors, because, you know, some of them would be challenging to adjust the way they teach to accommodate, you know, the person with the disability. But she made some really great friends that really stuck with her and supported her through everything, even when she went over to Trinidad, even though she, you know, couldn't have her family with her studying abroad. And everyone needs the support of our family to go through anything in life. She still had those friends that, you know, supported her through all of that.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Kwame, that family support is vital as we pursue any goals in our lives or experience any challenges or hardships in our lives. We do need that family support to help us have that sense of hope and to feel the encouragement to move on and move up as we strive forward. And as you said, having friends that can also give you encouragement, guidance, and sometimes just that shoulder to lean on or to cry on is also very essential as we pursue our educational studies, our employment track, you know, whatever we are doing in life, we do need family and friends. So, Kwame, in terms of your own experience, when you think about Janelle, another young person who's blind as well, do you see any similarities?
Yes. One of the things that she said in her speech that really, you know, I related to, she was saying that, you know, the work was a bit overwhelming, and she was wondering, you know, if this is the career path that she should really choose. And she said that, you know, she had to stop and remind herself that if other people can do it, she can do it too. And that's something I always try to keep telling myself, you know, that if anyone can do it, you know, I can do it too. So
Great. That
really stuck with me.
Well, I think that this story or this chapter in Janelle Odell's life, which we are privy to as the public, I think is a very good one to end 2020 on, having that high note of hope, inspiration, and achievement. You know, and I think I really want to say congratulations to Janelle, as well as her parents and her brother, who have really rallied with her over the years, you know, ensuring that she achieved her goals step by step by step. And I would want to take this opportunity to encourage persons with disabilities and their families to also have their eyes on the prizes that they want to achieve and work at it step by step by step, and you too will accomplish your goals. So I want to thank you, Kwame, for sharing with us today, and I look forward to hearing about your own success as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. So now, as we reflect on this year, 2020, we would have celebrated or commemorated December 3rd, which is the United Nations International Day for Persons with Disabilities. And two of my colleagues from the Caribbean shared messages. We'll start with the CARICOM Special Rapporteur, Dr. Floyd Morris, and the message he shared to acknowledge this day and the significance it holds for people with disabilities, especially in the Caribbean.
Once again, the world is recognizing the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, as designated by the United Nations. It is a time that the world is required to celebrate the achievements of persons with disabilities, whilst at the same time recognizing the major challenges that the over 1 billion citizens who are living with diverse types of disabilities are confronted with. The theme for this year's celebration is titled Building Back Better Towards a Disability Inclusive, Accessible, and Sustainable Post-COVID-19 World. The theme for this year's celebration is fittingly appropriate and appropriately fitting in light of the global health crisis precipitated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The disease has directly affected over 50 million individuals and claimed the lives of over 3 million. Undoubtedly, some of these individuals are brothers and sisters with disabilities. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated some existing problems that affect persons with disabilities in society. Issues relating to access to quality health care, adequate social protection for persons with disabilities, access to quality education, access to employment, and access to public facilities have been prominent in the global discourse as it relates to persons with disabilities and the COVID-19 pandemic. Here in the Caribbean, we have heard of the challenges persons with disabilities are facing in accessing education, modern technologies to support their education and work, access to health care and health facilities, and inadequate social security mechanisms for their protection and this global crisis. It is indeed a difficult time to be living on earth for all of us. However, it is even more difficult for persons with disabilities who have been marginalized over the years. Can you imagine how difficult it is for indigenous persons living with disabilities in their communities? Can you think of how problematic it is for women and girls with disabilities living across the Caribbean? Or can you fathom how traumatic it is for parents and children with disabilities in the region during this COVID-19 pandemic? Indeed, it is a challenging time, and we must strengthen the resolve to build back stronger. The pandemic presents a great opportunity for us to rebuild and strategize for the future. it is shown how vulnerable we are as human beings, and we must therefore make a concerted effort to build a genuinely inclusive and non-discriminatory society where persons with disabilities are placed at the front and center of development. Hospitals must be built with accessible features to accommodate persons with disabilities. Simultaneously, health professionals must be trained in how to relate with persons with disabilities. And persons with disabilities must be given priority treatment at health facilities. Education is the key to social transformation and empowerment, and so our schools must be built with the necessary features to accommodate persons with disabilities. Teachers must be trained in how to deal with students with disabilities, and governments must assist persons with disabilities to access the requisite technologies that will aid in their learning experience. Relatedly, measures must be put in place to provide employment for persons with disabilities throughout the region. We cannot have sustainable development with approximately 90% of the population of persons with disabilities in the region is unemployed. Additionally, we must ensure that we fix our antiquated social protection system to make them more responsive to the needs of persons with disabilities. These systems need to be more targeted and inclusive of persons with disabilities. Finally, there needs to be a fast tracking of the legislative landscape throughout the Caribbean for the protection of persons with disabilities. Only 6 countries within the Caribbean currently have legislation to protect persons with disabilities, and this needs to be corrected if we are to build back stronger in a post-COVID-19 environment. Importantly, governments throughout the region must create the environment where persons with disabilities can have a seat at the table of decision making. Spaces should be created for persons with disabilities to participate in the decision making processes of schools, health facilities, sports, politics, and all other important social institutions. This is imperative if we are to build back stronger in a post-COVID-19 environment in the Caribbean. As the CARICOM Special Rapporteur on Disability, I am strengthened with the resolve to intensify my advocacy for persons with disabilities throughout the region. I am prepared to use every platform, whether it is in traditional or new media, conferences or parliaments. I am prepared to champion the cause of my brothers and sisters with disabilities. You have an advocate in whom you can depend. Have a happy International Day for Persons with Disabilities. God bless you.
So we heard Dr. Floyd Morris speaking about the importance of people with disabilities playing their part and being responsible as we seek to improve the quality of life and the standard of living for people with disabilities in the Caribbean. And I want to salute him and the tremendous work he too is doing at not only the CARICOM level, but at his national level in Jamaica, lecturing at the University of the West Indies and ensuring that disability is always on the platform for takeoff, for education, for integration and inclusion. The next person we will hear from is Murphilis James.